Hey, babe, you doing okay? You're tossing and turning a lot. Can't sleep? Sorry. You're mumbling. I didn't hear. Are you even awake? Oh, okay. Okay. I'm gonna gently grab your hand. Babe, I think you're having a nightmare. It's okay. Can you try waking up for me? It's okay. I'm just gonna shake you a little bit. I'm sorry. Baby, can you wake up? I'm right here. Can you wake up? Hey, shh, shh. It's okay. I love you. You're safe here. We're here in our bed. Were you having a nightmare? Oh my goodness. Hey, yeah, come here. Come here. Let me hug you. Let me give you that squeeze. And then one more squeeze. I know, it's so hard to wake up from a nightmare. Are you still feeling it? Does it still feel real? Okay. You're here, in our bed, and I'm right next to you. Can you play a game for me? Okay. Can you tell me 5 things that you see? It's okay, you can look around. Okay. Okay, good. I see my beautiful partner. I see the pillows. I see the blankets. I see the posters. And I see the streetlight outside. Can you tell me 4 things that you feel? Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. I feel you holding my hand. I feel the squishy mattress underneath me and how it's pushing up on my legs and my butt. I feel the fuzzy blankets on one of my hands, and I feel the soft pajamas that I'm wearing. Can you tell me 3 things that you hear? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear my own voice. I hear your soft breathing slowing down, and I hear the cars outside. Can you tell me 2 things that you can smell? I know, it's getting a little weird. Okay. Well, I smell you, and I smell our dinner from last night. And the last thing, can you tell me 1 thing that you taste? Okay, yeah, no, that is a little bit of a weird one. But I might maybe have a solution. Can you be brave for me? Okay. There you go. Now, as a little bit gross as it sounds, do you taste me? Okay. Are you feeling a little bit more grounded? Okay. I know one of the things I always struggle with waking up from a dream is trying to remember what's real and what was dream. Do you want to just lay your head on my chest, and I can brush my fingers through your hair, and you can like listen to my heartbeat while we talk about your dream. I know, you don't need to talk about it a lot, just if you want to. Okay, come here. Lay your head down right here on my chest. There you go. And I'm just gonna reach up and brush my fingers through your hair. What was your nightmare about? Oh, wow. That's... Oh my goodness. I'm gonna give you another squeeze. Is that okay? Squeeze! Okay. Sorry, you can keep going. That's a lot. And you deserve a squeeze. And is that when I woke you up? Oh. Well, I'm glad that it was just a dream, and that you're safe, and that you're here. And also, that really sounds like a greatest hits of late night fears right there. I know, that's what makes dreams so scary, is that they can go all over the place through your brain and they don't have to make sense. But now you're awake and on my chest, and I can squeeze you into me to help remind you that you're here and you're safe and you're so, so loved. Yes, you are. I love you so, so much. I know. And scary things can happen and probably will happen in the future. I can't stop that. I can't really shield you from it. But I can promise that when they happen, we'll get to go through them together. And you won't be alone. Does that sound like a deal? Okay. You know, I'm so proud of you, and you are so, so brave. No, a nightmare does not mean that you aren't brave. First of all, you don't control your brain when you're asleep, and that's one of the things that's so scary. And second of all, just because you had a nightmare doesn't mean that you aren't brave, that you aren't strong, that I'm not so, so proud of you. Because I'm proud of you for cuddling into me close and getting the care that you need when you're scared. And I'm proud of you for being willing and able to talk about it and to share what you were dreaming about. Come here. Come here. You're also very soft and cozy. And I love getting to cuddle up with you in bed. I would rather you didn't have nightmares first, before we cuddled. But I'll take more cuddle time. Sure. That's the consolation prize that we get for having a nightmare, is getting more cuddles. It is so, so easy to love you. And I do love you so much. Here. What if I take off this hoodie that I have been wearing and give it to you for you to sleep in, and I can go get another one? Would you like that? I know you like stealing my hoodies, and this one is going to be all warm, and it probably smells like me, and might help you go back to sleep without needing to worry about nightmares. Oh, but I can't go get another hoodie. I need to stay in bed with you. Fine, but you'll need to make sure that we stay cuddled up so that I can stay warm. Is that a deal? Okay, here, let me take this off. There you go. Sorry, you need to take your head off my chest in order to be able to get it. But here, you can go ahead and put this on. You always look so cute in my hoodies. Okay, come here. Lay your head back down on my chest. And let's try falling back asleep. Does that sound good?